This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 29th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft CEO Jeffrey Berger sent a letter to employees Monday announcing a layoff of 6% of the company's workforce, or about 60 people, most in the manufacturing sector. Eurocopter has unveiled its X3 technology demonstrator, a compound helicopter that uses wings and wing-mounted turboprops in the hopes of reaching a 220-knot top speed. Boeing says the steel framework for its new million-square-foot 787 Dreamliner final assembly building in South Carolina has been completed less than a year after the groundbreaking. The Commemorative Air Force said Monday that Fifi, the world's only flyable B-29, has returned to the skies in time for the 2010 CAF Air Show, October 9th and 10th in Midland, Texas. American Airlines has announced the closing of its overhaul facility in Platte County, Missouri. The operation once employed 6,000 workers when it was owned by TWA. Brazilian regulators have approved the retrofit of Avadyne's DFC-90 autopilot in Brazilian-registered Cirrus aircraft with Avadyne Integra panels. The Commercial Spaceflight Federation is urging the U.S. House to move quickly to pass the Senate's NASA reauthorization bill so private sector companies can make plans. U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says that in fiscal 2010, the DOT implemented 92 NTSB safety recommendations, more than in any of the previous 5 years, when the average per year was 56. And United Airlines has been fined by DOT for causing the agency to waste time. Insert your own joke here. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Phil Boyer comments on the health of general aviation from the perspective of his long summer cross country. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.